I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The University of Utah's former police chief and four former officers have filed a legal claim against the school. They say they were treated as scapegoats in the Lauren McCluskey case.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, this legal claim says that the University of Utah conspired against these officers in an attempt to save face after the high-profile murder, and they're asking for $10 million among the five of them. Now, Lauren McCluskey went to the police in 2018 to report stalking and harassment by her ex-boyfriend, Melvin Rowland. He later shot and killed her on campus. The University of Utah police chief at the time, Dale Brophy, and the department faced a lot of heat. Then there was the officer accused of showing explicit photos of McCluskey. This legal claim says that the officers lost their good names and reputations and jobs because of the stigma created by the U. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Severe Utah weather.
Strong winds continue to batter parts of northern Utah once again this morning, with some of the canyons seeing gusts of 70-plus miles per hour. KSL TV's Felicia Martinez is out checking for damage.
It's cold, and also there's some snow coming down, light snow, that is. But so far, you know, in this windstorm, we've seen it all, from livestock to knock down garbage cans and street signs yesterday. Now, the high wind warning isn't the only warning in effect either, as gusts have ramped up across a wide section of northern Utah. The Utah Highway Patrol put out a restriction in effect for I-15, Legacy Highway, and USA 89 north of Park Lane in Davis County because of the very strong canyon winds. Now, the strong wind is also flashing a lot of people back to last September, when, of course, we know there were all of those power outages.
Right now, Rocky Mountain Power is showing 2,200 customers without power. The outages are spotty and range from Brigham City in the north to Mill Creek here in the Salt Lake Valley. Rocky Mountain Power spokesperson David Eskelson says they have crews responding to each outage as they happen, but they can't prevent everything, including downed branches.
If the fault is severe enough, it's best to cut the power to stop the flow of electricity to prevent any damage.
The company is asking people to notify them of any power outages. That helps them track the problems and gives them a more accurate idea of the severity of the damage.
Utah Senator Mike Lee is looking to end Major League Baseball's special immunity from antitrust laws. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest. John?
Yeah, Tim, the Utah Republican joined colleagues Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and Josh Hawley of Missouri yesterday, where they announced plans to introduce new legislation. The plans come after MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred made the decision to move the All-Star events and their player draft from Atlanta after discussions with individual players and the Players Alliance. He says both entities were deeply concerned about new Georgia voting laws. Speaking yesterday, Senator Lee said their motives still remain a little unclear to him, and at the very least, they shouldn't be insulated from market competition by an antitrust law. The trio of Republicans are also pointing towards the NBA and NFL, both of which do not have an antitrust distinction, and they say baseball should be no different. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Centers for Disease Control Committee, responsible for making vaccine recommendations, convenes today after the U.S. paused use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
All 50 states are now heeding the recommendation to temporarily stop administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine while scientists study rare but severe blood clots. Dr. Anthony Fauci told ABC News it's important for two reasons.
One, to examine it more carefully, but to give a heads up to the physicians who might see more of this on the outside.
Johnson & Johnson is delaying rollout of its vaccine in Europe and pausing all clinical trials. The FDA said it hopes to have this resolved within a matter of days. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, meantime, says he agrees with the Johnson & Johnson pause because it's good to err on the side of safety.
That's the reason why you call it a pause. They're pausing, they're examining it, and then we'll find out, hopefully within a reasonable period of time, whether they'll come back and say continue because the benefit outweighs the risk.
He says he doesn't expect the pause to last long, and there could be some changes as to who gets the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in the future.
The NFL wants all their employees to get vaccinated.
The NFL has laid out team guidelines for COVID-19 vaccinations and is strongly urging franchises to have all employees vaccinated. Commissioner Roger Goodell told teams in a memo Tuesday to plan on using stadiums or team headquarters as vaccination centers for their players, employees, and family members. Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills have become the first NFL franchise to require all fans in attendance next season to be vaccinated.
You know, people are like, wow, that's pretty strict, but we're trying to protect not only the people in the stands, but the players on the field, the concessionaires, our sheriff's deputies, the security guards.
Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkarn said fans may use New York's Excelsior Pass to provide proof of inoculation at the gate.
TJ Cotini reporting.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.